Under the proposed agreement, an applicant or a tenant can ask the county manager early on if their use is compatible in the Boyer Tet Park before they invest a lot of time and money. Colin DeFord clarified that the uses allowed in the project are not being changed.
All it does is allow an applicant of a proposed building or a business that may want to go into the tech center out there to come in and make sure that they're okay. So that they before they spend any money on a sketch plan or anything, they can come in to the county and say, am I an allowed use? Which I think is a great idea.
DeFord did say the Planning Commission wanted the use determination to be made by more than one person. He said that's because the county manager's decision would be vested and there's little time after it for an appeal.
Then there's a 10-day appeal process window, and if it's not caught by then, the use is basically allowed and vested. So what the Planning Commission basically was concerned with is that there was just a little bit more of a body that was taking a look at the use, so that there wasn't the issue with that use being vested right away.
He said they also wanted to clarify that a member of the public can appeal the county manager's determination.
That was one of the things that we heard public input on, is that it wasn't that clear that the public could make an appeal to this decision of use, but it is appealable by the public, and we recommended that the language be beefed up a little bit to clarify that anybody can make an appeal.
The amendment also provides that information about the applicant can be kept confidential. DeFord explained why that is.
I mean, for instance, hypothetically, you know, big businesses like Google or Apple or Microsoft, they don't like to reveal they're coming to a location, because a lot of times property values will go up and change, and it'll make it a lot difficult for them to buy a real estate. You know, if they are advancing that they're coming to a community, so they like to keep their information secret so that they are on a level playing field with negotiations and such to get their business in the community. So it helps those sort of businesses, and then helps with if there's any business that has an intellectual property issue or anything like that.
On Tuesday night, realtor Bill Coleman said it's time to rethink the whole concept of the project and make it more of a regular office park. But DeFord said, with all respect to Coleman, Boyer and the county committed to a development agreement for a technical park, and they are sticking to that.
If you look at other tech parks throughout the country, it's a workable project. I think the fundamental difference between this tech park and most of the majority of the other ones is it's not tied to a university. So that might be the key element, as Chuck Kliegenstein brought up last night, that might be the issue here. That maybe the difficulty with this tech park is it's not associated with a major university. I think the park will be filled. I don't have a problem with the fact that it's slow going right now. I think that slow and steady wins the race, and you know it gets us a good long thought process of the businesses that go in. I appreciate Bill Coleman's comments, but last night he's coming from a point of view where he wants to put tenants in there and, you know, make money on bringing people into that business, and that's fine. You know, that's his business, but he wants to open up the uses so it's easier for him to bring those businesses in.
Snyderville Planning Commission Chairman Colin DeFord. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.